RNZ Pacific Maloelele, I'm Malika Pusiaki with the news. Tonga's Geological Services says the recent home reef volcano activity poses a low risk to the Vava'u and Hapai communities. A newly emerged island is continuing to grow as a result of the erupting undersea volcano between the island groups of Vava'u and Hapai. The unnamed island emerged from the home reef on September 10th, with Tongan authorities reporting pluming steam stretching up to 2 kilometres into the sky. Head geologist Daniela Kula said, late last week, the island was about 15 acres in size.
So the island now is about 15 acres on the 20th day of the eruption. It's in recent eruption, so it's just lava flow, just magma, new magma coming up and solidifying. Yeah, just mostly lava flow.
The newborn island is expected to submerge back into the ocean. The South Pacific Tourism Organization says the Pacific is making a swift recovery after many island nations and territories closed their borders amid the peak of COVID-19. The organization, which has 20 government members, is the mandated representative for tourism in the Pacific. Its chief executive, Chris Cocker, says tourism in the region has always been resilient. He says visitor arrivals across countries like Fiji, French Polynesia, and the Cook Islands have been on the rise.
It's a huge bounce back. We could see a strong rebound from the Australian New Zealand market. And, you know, everybody's been tired of staying put in one area. They want to travel. They want to get out of their homes to see and visit places, visit their families and friends.
Samoa and Tonga reopened their borders to visitors recently. Two policemen in New Caledonia have been given jail terms for causing a fatal car accident while drunk. The criminal court sentenced the men to 3 years and 2 years in prison, respectively, for causing the death of a 66-year-old woman in Bontemi. Driving at excessive speed, they hit the woman's vehicle, killing her and seriously injuring two other people. Tests showed they were both intoxicated, with the driver more than six times over the legal limit. Investigation showed while being off duty, the two had been drinking and driving for 2 days, and minutes before the crash, they bought more whiskey and beer. The prosecutor said the two had a feeling of impunity and mocked the law they were supposed to enforce. The American Samoa Health Department has issued an advisory about increasing cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease, especially among school-aged children. The advisory, released on Friday local time, noted the symptoms included fever, mouth sores, and a rash commonly found on the hands and feet. It said people with the disease are usually contagious during the first week they are sick, and people can sometimes spread the virus to others for days or weeks after symptoms go away or if they have no symptoms. The advisory said because the illness is common and usually mild, children can continue to go to childcare and schools as long as they have no fever, no uncontrolled drooling with mouth sores, and they feel well enough to participate in classroom activities. No data was available in the advisory as to the number of cases confirmed so far. Samoa's Ministry of Health reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 in the week from September 18th to 25th. The ministry's statement on Sunday local time said there were no cases at Moto'otua Hospital. The new infections took the cumulative number of positive cases, both community and border cases, to 15,941. Some key risk factors for depression in Pacifica youth have been identified by a new study. The study by Auckland University of Technology coincided with Mental Health Awareness Week in New Zealand, which ended on Sunday local time. AUT researcher Elshaden Tautolo says the study found depression among Pacifica related mostly to strained relationships at home and lack of friendships at school.
If you look at the stats and stuff, you know, our rates amongst particularly young Pacifica is quite high in terms of mental, you know, poor mental well-being and, you know, suicide stuff and all of those kinds of issues. So, yeah, it's something that we all need to be aware of and, you know, we need to prepare ourselves with strategies or things that we can do to help and support.
Hundreds of travellers were left stranded across French Polynesia after a firefighters strike crippled domestic aviation. 42 airports run by the Civil Aviation Directorate are affected by the stoppage by some of the firefighters over better pay. Air Tahiti, which has been forced to cancel some flights, stopped taking bookings pending a resolution of the dispute. The Vice President Jean Christopher Puiseau has ruled out accepting demands of a 20% indemnity hike. Further negotiations involving the unions are expected today. Mr. Puiseau has not ruled out calling on the French High Commission to requisition a skeleton service. The airports exempt from the strike are Tahiti, Porapora, Rangiroa, and Raiatea. Also in French Polynesia, former president and veteran politician Gaston Floss has been given a suspended prison sentence for producing a fake contract to register as a Papeete voter. The criminal court gave him a 9-month sentence, an $8,000 fine, and declared him ineligible for public office for 5 years, dashing his hopes for standing in next year's territorial elections. In 2019, Floss enlisted himself as a candidate for the municipal election in Papeete, claiming he had moved into a rented 15-square-meter apartment within his party's headquarters. However, the court found that the sublease was a fake and signed by someone who no longer administered the premises. In 2014, Floss had been declared ineligible to hold public office when a corruption conviction forced him to resign as president. Since then, he has incurred further convictions, which now prevent him from running for office until he's 96. Football's world governing body says the stadium crash, which left 125 people dead in Indonesia, is a dark day for all involved. Hundreds of fans panicked and rushed for an exit after police fired tear gas when people invaded the pitch of the East Java Stadium. A BBC correspondent at the stadium, Valdaya Paraputri, says some of the emergency exits were shut.
The exit door that I'm standing next to has a hole in the wall. A witness told me that people made the hole to escape the stampede. It shows how desperate the situation was. The doors of the exit gate next to the hole are slanted. It shows the level of force from the inside, yet the door is still very much closed. There are candles next to the wall and the gate put by supporters to remember the victims.
The head of NATO says Ukraine's capture of a city within the territory of Russia's declared annexation demonstrates that Ukrainians are making progress. In an interview with NBC, Jens Stoltenberg says the taking of the city of Lyman is a demonstration of bravery and skills of Ukrainian troops, but also a result of the advanced weapons that the United States and other allies are providing. He says the best way to counter Russia's annexation of parts of Ukraine is to continue supporting the government in Kyiv. And in sport, the Penrith Panthers outclassed their Western Sydney neighbours, the Parramatta Eels, to win back-to-back NRL titles for the first time. Winger Brian To'o scored two tries in a man-of-the-match performance as his team won 28-12 at the Olympic Stadium. The Panthers had led 18-0 at half-time. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnzi.com.